Action. Okay. May I have your name, please?
My name is Margie Ramirez. Margarita Ramirez, I guess. Full name would be Margarita Ramirez. I'm 32. We are actually in my studio, Hands and Art Studio, right now, Mission.
Okay, so I'll start with the questions, and the first question is, throughout your life, have you ever felt your rights as a woman would be in question or compromised?
I would feel my rights as a woman would be in question or compromised, for sure most recently with Trump coming into the presidency. I know there's some changes going around that worries me, but just in general growing up, I mean, I've always been able to see the difference between how men are treated here, or around me, I should say, versus women. Simple things, you know, they don't expect women to do hard labor down here. You know, they expect the women to just be doing the cooking and the cleaning kind of work. So when I'm doing something, let's say like cutting my yard, I'll get like stopped by random men asking, you know, like, hey, what's your husband? You know, hey, if you need help, I can come back tomorrow and do it for you. You know, why are you doing that? You shouldn't be doing that. You should be, you know, inside or something, you know. So it's always been a sort of question because I've always been a very hands-on person since I was little. So I've always been approached by, especially men, and questioning and asking why I do what I do. You don't really see it, I guess you should say. I would say. But I guess I'm kind of used to it. In a way, which I shouldn't be, right? I think my husband read an article once about a woman being, you know, just the stuff that she went through, and he was saying, like, I can't believe that you, as a woman, are used to that, are used to the catcalling and, you know, the harassment, and to you guys, to women, it becomes sort of a norm, and it shouldn't be, you know, the norm.
I'm going to pause it, don't worry. You're recording? Next question is, do you feel your rights as a woman are threatened by the introduction of the Trump administration?
I would feel, yes, my rights as a woman have been threatened by the Trump administration. I can't really say exactly what, because I'll be honest, I don't follow that well, but the interviews I have seen of him, the stuff I've heard, you know, other women talk about and that are concerned about, of course, concern me as a woman. I mean, I don't have health insurance, so when I hear that he's working on getting rid of even more, you know, it really concerns me, for sure.
I'm going to ask a question off script, if that's okay. So are you familiar with Planned Parenthood?
Yes.
Have you ever used Planned Parenthood for checkups?
I have not, no. I've used, I used to work for the state, so I had free health insurance that way. And when I left the state, I had Pan Am, which is the local, what's UTRGV now? I guess the college. So I would use their health insurance, you know, to go in and get medical care. And once I left them, and in between, I have four kids, so when I'm pregnant, I get pregnancy Medicaid, so that covers my health insurance. It's basically, you know, health insurance through the government. I did also apply. There's another program that's called the Women's Health Program, I think, and it's also covered. It's a sort of Medicaid for women, but it won't cover doctor's appointments or anything like that. It just covers like the woman's health exam, so like your yearly exam. Pap smears, birth control, stuff like that. But I don't have that right now. I need to apply for it. But that's how I've just been kind of managing, you know, with whatever I can get, basically. Whatever I can't afford health insurance. I mean, it's ridiculous. Even Obamacare was just way too high for me, so I just don't have it, unfortunately. Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
3. What is your position on abortion rights?
I am pro-choice for with abortion, I guess. I mean, with everyone. I'm not sure if I would ever do it. Like I said, I have four kids. Every time I've gotten pregnant, it's not really crossed my mind. It's, for me, it's natural to just have to have a baby, but I respect other women's rights and I feel like it's theirs too.
Do you feel abortion rights should be a partisan issue?
I do not. No. I know you said it was a... I don't think abortion rights should be a partisan issue. It should be something that a woman should be able to decide for herself.
Okay. So moving on to the StoryCorps question, which is, did you attend a women's march on January 21st, 2017?
I did not attend a women's march.
Did you see any of the coverage of it?
Yes, I saw the coverage. Actually, it was on TV, and we sat my four girls down, and we all watched it together. So it was something really awesome to watch, and I was very happy that they were able to watch it, too.
How would you describe the feeling you had while watching the march?
I felt proud for other women in our country. I felt empowered. I would say I was proud to be a woman, and I was very happy that I could expose our children to that so they know, you know, that we're very strong individuals, and it was showed, I mean, through all the people that went and all the speeches, you know, the people who spoke, and I mean, those were really strong words that they spoke.
Side note, you couldn't even hear them in the audience.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, it was kind of amazing because we were listening to the speeches on the radio before we hopped on the subway to get there.
Okay.
And we listened to like two speeches. I forget how many speeches, but by the time we got there, everybody was just like coming away from the stage saying they couldn't hear it.
Jeez, we could hear it.
I know.
It was freaking awesome. Did you see it afterwards on TV at least? Or?
I didn't. I actually never revisited to watch it. I should.
Wow, yeah, you should. It was really beautiful.
If you were to close your eyes, how would you paint a picture of the march to somebody in the future?
Paint a picture of the march would be, I would say, a colorful one. Something that's very colorful. Something that showed a large crowd, for sure, and some very empowered woman on the stage.
How would you describe how you felt after the march?
Empowered. I mean, when I saw it on TV, I felt empowered. And afterwards, I also felt empowered and proud.
What do you hope the march inspires?
I hope it inspires women to keep fighting for women's rights. I hope it inspires men to open their eyes and see what the misalignment is with, you know, how we really aren't being treated as we should, and everyone in general. I really hope people really start opening their eyes and seeing how change needs to be done. We need to, you know, women's rights need to be protected and reestablished.
Are there any other thoughts you'd like to expand upon, or any other issues you'd like to discuss?
Not really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Probably.